We're doing the Ein Yaakov, and the Gemara had been discussing the different constellations of the zodiac. The Gemara had said that the heat of the zodiac, the part of the zodiac called Ksil, is integral to the world because it bounces off the coldness of the part that's called Kima. And they balance one another off. Vigmiri, and we have a tradition, Ilav Ukta de Akrava de Manach ben Ardinur, if not for the tail end of the Kima, which is what's called Scorpio, the scorpion in the zodiac, if that weren't lying in the river of fire, whatever that is, Kolman de Avatukale Akrava, anyone that was bitten by a scorpion, Lo Avachaye, he couldn't have lived. The only reason we have life is because something, God made something in the zodiac that the Scorpio, his tail is lying in this Nehar Dinur, which weakens the strength of the scorpions down below. Yeah.
No, I wasn't here when we started learning this, so probably we went into this, but isn't Am Yisrael in Me'al HaMazal? That don't the Mazal not affect us?
Here we're talking about how the Mazalot affect nature in general, not us. And that's what God tells Job. Are you the one that tied up Kima? And Kima, we said, is part of the zodiac of Kima is Scorpio, is the scorpion. So that's what God was referring to, that he tied up the Scorpio, so to speak. God weakened the strength of the scorpion down below by affecting that constellation up above. The Gemara now asks, my Kima, what does it mean? When we call that zodiac Kima, Amar Shmuel Kemea Kuchve. That's to say that in the zodiac of Kima, you have in between each star that you see down below, approximately 100 stars in between that you don't see. When you look at the zodiac, you see the shining stars that form the shape. Well, you should know that in between each of those stars is approximately 100 stars, and that's what gives it its strength.
It's not the Zohar?
What? No, we're reading, this is from the Gemara Brachos. Then Yaakov is distilling the Agadah from the Talmud. Amar Shmuel Kemea Kuchvei, Amrilei Demichnefan Ve, Amrilei Demivadran. There are two different opinions. Some say that the 100 stars are in a cluster, and some say they're spread out. My Ash, the verse says that God made the different constellations of the zodiac. God tells Job, his friends tell him, God made all the different constellations. One of them is called Ash. Now, Ash in Tanakh is a moth. What does the moth have to do with the zodiac? Amar Rav Yehuda, Yuta. That's the Ash is the Yuta. So if Yuta sounds like a state to you, the Gemara also asks, my Yuta. Wait a second, what'd you answer me? What is Yuta? Amrila Znav Tlev, Amrila Reisha de Igna. Some say it's the tail end of the sheep of the zodiac. What's that called in Latin? I don't know. In the zodiac you have shapes. One of them is the sheep. I don't know. And some say it's the head of the ram. I don't know the names in Latin. Umistabra kemanda amar zanav tle. And it makes sense, like the one who says it's the tail end of the sheep, dichtiv. The Aish al Banei Tenachim. So you see that Ash is like Aish, so Aish is a goat. Alma chasra umitchazia ketarfa de tarif. Veha deka azla abatra da amra la havli bni. What's happened here is the the stars are shaped as though you have the sons of the sheep that were taken into. As though they'd been devoured by the next in the zodiac. The next shape is the goat. You have the goat and then the sheep. Okay, it's the Rashi Tev says Me'ak Gedad, Moznaim Akrav Keshet, Gdi Tli Dagin. So no, gdi di li dagim. So that's ma'akedad. And then tashet tzav, tle sho. I'm sorry. Tle and then sho. So you have the sheep, which seems like it was consumed by the ox. So the sheep's tail, as though its kids were taken in by the, and that's why it follows it. I'm going to have libni. It's as though that part of the zodiac says, "Give me back my kids." Okay. And here there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara is telling us how scientifically did God cause the flood in the world. What did God do? Natal bet kochavim mekima. God took two stars out of the zodiac of Kima, which we said is Scorpio. Took two stars out of that zodiac, out of that constellation. And that's what caused the great flood. There was some cosmic change that caused the flood in the world. That's how God did it. And then when God wanted the flood to stop, there was another cosmic change. God took two stars out of Ash, where we said Ash is either the goat or the sheep. And then that's how he stopped the flood. Why didn't God just put those two stars back? If God removed two stars from the zodiac, why not put them back? You can never refill a hole from the earth you dug out of it. You have to bring in a little bit more earth. You dig out a hole, you're never going to have enough sand to put it back in. Or, we have a rule that the prosecutor never becomes the defendant. Once you act as a prosecutor, we don't trust you to be the defendant. If these two stars acted in bringing the flood, they can't act in stopping the flood. Why didn't God just create another two stars? Why do you have to take two stars from the other zodiac? And then we have this situation where, at least figuratively, the zodiac is always chasing its tail. It's always chasing, give me back my kids. Why didn't God just create a new two stars? Here's a fantastic rule. God does not create new things. God works within nature to make miracles, but God does not create new things. And this Gemara, the Rambam learns, is a tenet of Jewish faith. That Hashem doesn't create new things. You won't see anything coming out of thin air. Any miracle you see is God taking nature and working within nature.
In other words, it's almost like Albert Einstein's saying that matter cannot be created or destroyed. And so Hashem is like saying, yeah, matter will change. I mean, you'll see solid become liquid or solid become energy, but you'll never see it destroyed or created. It matters matter.
The Rambam takes it one step further, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, we have a number of miraculous things that were created at twilight before the end of creation. The Rambam says the idea is that these things defied nature. So God didn't want to make things that would contradict nature. So God created within nature these exceptions to nature. He created them at the twilight, at the very end of creation, these things that would defy nature. Right? Amar Rav Nachman, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziran La Dichtiv Vayish Al Banei Tenachem. Ultimately, God will return the world to the way it was. And if we understand this Gemara, the way the Sephorno explains the flood, the Sephorno says that the cosmic change was that the earth shifted on its axis. That until that point, all over the world, it was like the equator. 12-hour days, 12-hour nights. Pleasant weather all day and all night. And that's what led to people being, you know what happens, you go to all these places near the equator, you go to Hawaii, you have a certain climate, so it breeds promiscuity. When people can walk around half naked on the beach all day, and all the fruits, you have the Garden of Eden out there, so then it breeds a certain mentality among mankind. So Hashem shifted the earth, suddenly you have a North Pole, you have a South Pole, you have an equator. What's going to be in the future, God's going to shift everything back. There will come a time where Hashem is going to return the world to the state it was in before the flood.
And my question is, why does Hashem need the stars?